This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Congress has a long way to go before agreeing on a so-called Phase 4 pandemic relief package. Contractors, especially defense contractors, might want to focus on previously authorized money. That's the advice of federal sales and marketing consultant Larry Allen. Larry, what's your take on the lay of the land at this point?
Tom, here we are in August, which is a traditional congressional recess month. Certainly Congress is still around trying to work out a deal principally on this issue. What are they going to do with Phase 4 pandemic funding? And the answer is nobody really knows. Two sides are $1 trillion apart. By any stretch of the imagination, that's a sizable amount of money. There's a real difference in opinion on what should be included in a package. There's discussions about whether each side is actually negotiating in good faith. And what we have here is a classic Washington, D.C. quagmire. So in the meantime, business goes on, Tom, and it's really important that contractors understand that their federal customers have money, that everybody's fully funded for the remainder of the fiscal year, that it might be nice to think about what ifs, but here we are in the beginning of August. There are 2 months to go in the fiscal year. We don't want to focus on what ifs. We want to focus on what we know, what we see in front of us, and that's what I'm recommending that companies do.
There is still the basic year-end spending that has to be done outside of all of the pandemic. And agencies, like you say, have their funding for the year. So presumably people should be doing the traditional things to do to make sure that you don't leave money on the table as the fiscal year draws to a close. And that's really right now.
It is right now. It's going to be now until the longest day of the year, September 30th. I think we're going to see a lot every week, Tom, as we get closer to the end of the year. We're just going to see an exponential upswing in the amount of business. It really is going to be almost like an avalanche, if you will. So I think it's a good idea for federal contractors to act accordingly. You know, you should be out not just knocking on customer doors, literally, virtually in this case, but also on working with your partners, making sure that they're aware of you, that they remember you. Your partners and resellers typically have other partners and people they resell for themselves. So you don't want to take for granted that they're always going to remember you. You want to make sure that you're in front of those partners just as much as you are in front of a federal agency customer to maximize the amount of business you can get during the time of year when there's plenty of business to get.
Now, a side issue in all of this pandemic spending is reimbursement of contractors for costs because they can't be in federal offices. And there was a good tranche of money for that the first time around, or the second, I guess it was the third bill, but the first big one. And now there's disagreement between the House and the Senate whether that should continue.
Well, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Tom, has been pretty adamant. I don't think the contractors need any more money. And we're talking here really about the CARES Act. And this was something, as you mentioned, to fund contractors who had taken a financial hit because their employees could not report to a federal work site. They didn't want to lose that expertise, and they didn't want people to lose their jobs. So Congress said, we're going to allow you to bill us for that cost, but it's really only contingent on there being extra money. Congress provided a little money, Tom, earlier, but they don't really seem inclined at this point to provide any more. Pentagon is working, I wouldn't say slowly at all, but let's just say they're working in a deliberate manner to distribute the funds that were originally provided and to see whether there are specific accounts that have more money. But if I'm a contractor and I haven't gotten CARES Act money, I'm not going to be holding my breath, and I'm going to have to adjust my financials accordingly. And if I get some extra money, that's great, but I shouldn't be counting on it.
We're speaking with federal sales and marketing consultant Larry Allen. And changing gears here, CMMC, the Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification Program. It's a Defense Department initiative. No one's quite sure how it's going to look when it finally comes out. GSA, that surprised me. They're jumping in with advice on CMMC, and now NIST is coming in. And this is all kind of a confusing and wild card issue, isn't it? And one with some big consequences.
I think CMMC, Tom, is absolutely very confusing. Bottom line is that the Department of Defense wants companies to be certified in CMMC to a certain level in order to do DoD business. But there aren't any certifiers out there yet who can certify your company. There are some hucksters out there who pretend that they can, but it's important to understand that there still aren't companies out there who have been certified to take you through the process. So DoD may want you to go through the process. They may expect you to go through the process by a certain amount of time, but nobody can go through the process right now. And then NIST came out last week with draft standards that would actually impact some of the CMMC levels. They're estimating that their new proposals would directly impact CMMC's level 4 and 5, the upper levels of certification for how you handle controlled unclassified information. So that even if you're certified to one standard, does that really mean that you're going to be certified to whatever this new NIST standard is that's now going through the rulemaking process? We don't know. If you're a contractor, this has to just be very confusing, and it's a huge distraction at federal year end. My recommendation to DoD is just slow down, lower your expectations. Everybody knows that if you don't have a way, if the road isn't built, nobody can get to the end of the road, and you shouldn't be expecting people to pull into your parking lot if the road isn't built.
Yeah, it sounds to me like the whole certification certifiers process is like son of FedRAMP coming crawling out of the woods here.
That's a really good analogy, Tom. I think that's a lot of people are thinking that. A lot of people are thinking, this is another hoop I have to jump through. And DoD is saying, no, it's not going to be anything like as extensive as FedRAMP in terms of money or time. But that's relative. You know, it still takes hundreds of thousands of dollars to go through the FedRAMP process. So, hey, if the CMMC process is half of that, that could only be $100,000, maybe $200,000 instead of $500,000. So it's not inexpensive. It's just less expensive by comparison. And it still ties up a company's resources. Now, defense contractors, I don't think, mind doing this. They want to set themselves apart. They want to be responsive to their customer. So if you're going to set a standard, you have to give time for people to meet that standard and be certified in it. And you can't constantly be changing that standard at the same time you're trying to set up the program. And that's what's happening now.
And getting back to funding with Congress, the House mostly done with its bills. The Senate still has to do a lot of work on the budget. It looks like we're on the glide path to a continuing resolution. What's your handicap?
Oh, I'm going to go out on a limb, Tom, and say we're absolutely going to start FY21 under a continuing resolution. It really is remarkable in one sense. The House of Representatives, as you mentioned, has completed all of its initial work on its appropriations bills. Of course, in so doing, they knowingly attached provisions that would not pass muster in the Senate. So those would have to be worked out before you could get anything done. The Senate, though, really hasn't taken any progress at all. This is kind of the second year in a row that we can say that, where the House got most of its stuff done, the Senate's, we'll get around to it. So we're going to definitely have a continuing resolution at the beginning of the year. We're certainly not going to have any final spending measures until after the November elections. How far after the November elections? My crystal ball doesn't have that degree of clarity. We'll have to talk about that later. But I don't think anybody should be expecting full year appropriations until December at the earliest.
Well, we do know there probably won't be a new FBI building, and the old one probably won't be the J. Edgar Hoover building anymore either.
That's exactly right.
Tea leaves here.
The Congress has gone out and told the administration that they're not going to include funds for a new FBI building. The administration wanted to attach FBI funding to the pandemic spending measure, and they got a firm rejection that that was not going to happen. So I sympathize with people that have to report to that building still. It's not in great shape, but it is going to be what you have for the next little while.
Yeah, just duck when you walk by so you don't get hit by falling concrete. Federal sales and marketing consultant Larry Allen, thanks so much.
Tom, thank you. I wish your listeners happy selling.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Hear the Federal Drive on your schedule. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.